CBSi and the world, I'm John Batchelor. We go immediately to the breaking news from CBS News. Top U.S. envoy to Haiti resigns over, quote, inhumane migrant expulsions. First graph. A top U.S. envoy to Haiti tendered his resignation, citing the Biden administration's inhumane effort to expel hundreds of Haitian migrants to their home country, which is recovering from a deadly earthquake and plagued by political instability, widespread insecurity, crippling poverty. I welcome Nayeri Hawk of BNC News. She is the chief foreign correspondent, and I ask her for her observation of this breaking news, because we have policy here, but it's unclear what policy. The Haitians are not the only story at the Mexican border. So are the Cubans. So are many other countries now coming to America through the Mexican border. Many of these people traversed the horrible Darien Gap of Panama. These are tough people who've survived enormous odds. And now the question is, what is to be done? But what is the policy, especially deporting policy? Nayeri, a very good evening. Thank you for this. What is your observation about the policy we have now that may or may not be changing? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It is a very confusing policy, even for those who track these things in detail. The challenge we're seeing right now is that Customs and Border Patrol is implementing a hard line of deporting Haitian migrants. Now, this does go against international law that allows migrants to be heard in a court, and that is an international recognized right to be heard for an asylum case. So these are deportations happening while at the same time, other Haitian migrants are being paroled into the United States, effectively being put on buses or planes, given safety and safe haven in some other part of the country, such as Texas and Arizona, and given receipts to come back within 60 days for their hearing. So this, there's a massive disconnect even on the ground, which is only amplified by the messaging disconnect we see from the political leaders up top. President Biden was just at the United Nations General Assembly this week talking about the importance of bringing back human dignity to all policy and all engagement on the world stage. And that stands in sharp contrast to the images the entire world saw unfolding at the border, particularly of mounted police using their reins to effectively corral Black people. So horrifying images given the history in the United States, but also given the contradiction on the world stage of what the United States wants to be doing versus what the United States is doing in this moment.
The Ambassador Daniel Foote, who has just offered his resignation, he has commented in the past that the Biden administration's policy in Haiti, is deeply flawed. That raises the concern that anyone would have. Why Haiti, this troubled nation, several hundred years of troubles, but then again, Haiti represents liberty and freedom. It was a revolt against the slave masters of Europe that gave us the country of Haiti. So why is Haiti being singled out? To my knowledge, the Haitians arriving are no less or no more deserving of suspicion than the Cubans arriving or the Nepalese arriving or the Afghans. Yes, some Afghans have already made their way to the Mexican border. So do you have clarity on that, Nayar, as to why Haiti is chosen as the people to be deported?
There is a legal answer to that, and then there is a social answer to that. And I'll start with the legal one. The legal answer is that the United States has had a really sordid history with Haiti as a country, as a place where the U.S. military has occupied the country for two decades, just in the 1900s, and gone back several times to reinstate a variety of different leaders, has funneled in $13 billion in earthquake relief funds that never really were seen on the ground. So people in Haiti have seen the United States as being complicit in the corruption, in the poverty, and in the keeping down of the Black majority community. That leads to the social answer which is that in the 1980s, under President Reagan, there was an active decision to separate how Cuban refugees and Haitian refugees were going to be treated. That has been carried over throughout Republican and Democratic administrations, that Cubans, if they put a dry foot on land, are able to seek asylum. But Haitians were not given that same ability and access. And in hindsight, looking over this history, it is hard to see how racism was not built into the system, because both communities were fleeing political discontent. They were fleeing bloody dictatorships. Yet one, which is light-skinned, is given the chance to become American, and the other is not. And so that is the backdrop of how people are viewing the images we see on the border right now of Border Patrol corralling people to then deport them to a country that has already been devastated.
Detail, from what I understand, the Haitians that are arriving are not necessarily from Haiti, that over these last years, the diaspora has spread throughout the New World. But one young family I'm familiar with, the mom was living in Chile and working for several years in order to send money home. The dad was working in the Dominican Republic. The idea that you can deport people who haven't lived in Haiti for many years, maybe since childhood, seems inarticulate. Do you see in the reporting that the administration is aware of that, that they're sending them to a country that is strange to them?
There may be awareness, but clearly it's not driving a humane decision-making process. And that's part of why the representative, the special envoy, resigned today. After only 3 months on the job, he specifically called his own administration's policy inhumane. The people that we see at the border right now, as you mentioned, are migrants. And they have worked in Central America and Latin America, some for more than a decade. The jobs there dried up. They face social pressures there. So similar to the other reasons that Central Americans are coming to the U.S., that's why the Haitians in that community were also coming to the U.S. Many of them are Spanish-speaking. Some of the babies that we are seeing being crossed over on the Rio Grande were likely born in these other countries. So it's a nuance of identity that's really important to recognize as you're trying to solve for the root cause of this migration crisis. But again, that's assuming there's an effort to solve the root cause. This is actually what Vice President Kamala Harris's part of her bucket of responsibilities is, to look at Central America and the Northern Triangle and get to the root causes and solve for corruption, help people stay in their countries. But it gets very easy from a law enforcement lens to look at people based either on their skin color or based on a national identity on paper that doesn't match up with the reality of who the person is.
Just less than a minute, Nayara. Sending them back to a country that may be a failed state seems exceedingly cruel, exceedingly cruel. We don't know everything about Haiti, but right now the reporting is suggestive that there's great controversy as to whether that's a credible government or not. That alone would pause the administration. Do you think that that will pause them, sending them to a non-transparent country? We have 30 seconds.
50 Democratic members of Congress have asked the Biden administration to immediately halt deportations. Flights are still continuing, so that there's active pressure to stop the administration from sending people back. It's also how people are being sent to Haiti on flights, where their belongings are then just thrown on the ground. And we are now seeing images similar to how refugees were trying to leave Afghanistan, with the U.S. airplane taking off and people chasing after the plane. Those are images that should resonate with us as people, but also as a government, because it is a sharp contrast of how we're treating people in similar circumstances in dramatically different ways.
Chief Foreign Correspondent of BNC News, Nayara Haque. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.